Jesus has a table spread.
Hello, friends. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn, and I welcome you to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. I trust our broadcast will be a real blessing. And now let's come and dine around the Word of God together.
Oh, 'tis sweet to sup with Jesus all the time. Come and dine, the Master calls. Come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time.
And I welcome you to our Wednesday, February 11th radio broadcast to the Gospel Pulpit. This is Brother Ricky, and it's a great joy to come today. Well, Wednesday is prayer meeting night in most areas. I hope you'll be faithful to the house of God this evening. Let's pray for every preacher, missionary, and evangelist tonight. Father, will you bless every pastor, preacher, missionary, evangelist that will be preaching tonight. Use them for your glory. Lord, may our churches be filled, and may the power of God be real to our people this evening. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to invite you to be a part of our new project called Reaching America for Reaching America with the gospel. Amen. Or Reaching America for Christ. And what we're going to do is we're going to be going on hopefully some new radio stations. We're going to see how the money comes in. We're asking 1,000 people across America, Sunday school classes, churches, individuals, youth groups, whatever you want to do. You just support us $10 a month for the next 1 year. This is February, so February through January the next year. Amen. I'll let you keep up with that. We're not going to send you something in the mail and remind you, hey, you promised this. That's up to you and the Lord. But I hope you'll do that. I hope you'll take us up on it and help us go on some stations. Now, when we take on new stations, we will let you know about it. All right, let me give you the information. If you're making a check, make it to GBI. All right, here's our mailing address, GBI, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. All right, you can also give online at gbiradio.org, or you may call our offices and give with a debit or credit card, 336-356-1560 or 336-372-5700. And we're going to be reaching America with the gospel, trying to reach into some cities. You know, our inner cities need God. I pray every week for cities across America. And I mean Boston, Baltimore, Atlanta, Philadelphia, Charlotte, Greenville, Nashville. I mean, brother, they need God. Amen. But especially the cities where there's not as much gospel preached. Amen. Maybe out west, you know, like Salt Lake City and other places and Boise, Idaho, different places like that. And so I'm hoping to get into some of these places with the gospel. I'm already into some cities, and I want to get into more. And I hope you'll pray for me about that. I really do, because I'm not after people's money, friend. I'm a poor country preacher. I don't worry about your money, but I want to see people go to heaven with me. Friend, if you're not saved, the Bible said, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It ain't what you do to go to heaven, but you must call upon Him and ask Him. Amen. All right, let's go to our message on Joshua today. Richard Weaver. So I'd go down there. You'd go down on a Monday, and they'd put you in the hospital, and you'd stay till Friday. And my mom and daddy would stay. They didn't hardly have enough money to eat on. I remember this as a young boy, 1971, 72. I remember this. Them going in, they'd have a place there where you could go for special needs families, and you'd fill out papers so that you wouldn't have to pay the full bill. And I remember my mom and daddy, I remember this. I called in my mind, this little bitty kid, filling those papers out. And they came to daddy, some social worker did, somebody did, and said, we'll take him. I said, my daddy said, let me tell you something. He said, my son will go nowhere. Now, my daddy was a drunk at that time. My daddy was out of the will of God. He said he's saved, he's out of the will of God, but he was a drunk. My daddy said, my son will go nowhere. My son will go home with me. And I'll raise my son. He did. I think he done a pretty good job, don't y'all? No. But here's the thing about it. I'm talking about Joshua being the son of Nun. Amen. He had good character, didn't he? Amen. But if you want it to go well with you in your life, I quit reading the middle of that verse. If you want your life to go well, obey your mom and daddy. Amen. I mean, listen, I think you can have a lot of trouble in life by not honoring your mom and daddy. I really do. Honoring them is get them something for Christmas. Get them something for, I don't know. Amen. Be around them at family gatherings. Honor them. Amen. Love them. Honor them. Now, my late friend, Dr. Stennett Ballou, said, you obey your parents while you're at home, and you honor them after you leave home. You see, when you leave home, you're not just stop honoring them. If they need something, you're supposed to try to help them. Now, mom and daddy's not supposed to take advantage of the kids, and you mom and daddy shouldn't control your kid's life. You can't do that. but you ought to honor your mom and dad. And I'll tell you, any kid that won't do that, you're going to have trouble. Amen? All right, let me go back here. Let's see here. Ephesians 6:2 says, honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, the Bible said, and he's going to add another thing. By the way, this is the first commandment. I had a promise to it. Amen. Ain't that good? That it may be well with thee, and the Bible said, and thou mayest live long on the earth. Now, do you want to live long on the earth? Do you want to have a long life? You say, preacher, I want to have a long life. Well, let me say this. Staying in good health won't just be the only thing to have a good life. Honoring your mom and daddy will have a good life. Amen. I don't apologize for taking the time to preach this. I asked the Holy Spirit before I came today. I said, Lord, how much of this do you want me to preach today? And he gave me a certain amount, told me this is what to preach. And I got in here. I didn't know what I was going to say exactly. I mean, I didn't understand how it's going to go. But God seemed to have it this way. And I encourage you young people, I encourage you. Listen, if you want to be a good Christian, you young people, go to the youth group and you have your Bibles and you say that you're saved. And I've got no reason to doubt you that you're saved. But I'm going to tell you, now you listen to Brother Ricky. If you're saved, if you're born again, you ought to honor your daddy and your mama. You ought to honor them. Amen. If you're saved and born again, you ought to honor them. Now, I believe that Joshua fulfilled this, the son of Nun. Joshua, I believe he was a good son. You say, preacher, how do you believe it was? Well, if you'll take your Bibles and turn with me to Joshua chapter number 24, I'll show you something. Joshua chapter number 24. I'm going to show you something about Joshua. We're talking about the character of Joshua. I believe he was a good son. Now, here it comes. Joshua chapter number 24 at verse number 29. It comes dying time. The Bible said, and it came to pass after these things that Joshua the son of Nun, there it is again, the servant of the Lord died, being 110 years old. Now Joshua lived to be an old man, and it referred to his daddy, even at his death, it referred to his daddy, the son of Nun. By the way, young people, you reflect your mom and daddy. Did you know that? My mom and daddy always told me, said, keep a good name. Now I know in this day and hour, seems like that don't matter anymore because the American society is being destroyed. Character is out the window. But I still say this, there's a place for character today. Young men, you ought to tuck those shirts in. You ought to look nice. You ought to dress nice. Amen. Amen. Don't go around looking like some reject somewhere, like you come out of a band of hippies. Amen. Amen. That's good preaching if I'm doing it. Young lady, you dress decently and nice. Amen. This casual Friday stuff at work and all that stuff. Listen. Don't dress like something from outer space. Dress right. Amen. Now, if you have casual Fridays, you want to, that's fine. But I'm just simply telling you, dress right. Be respectful. You say, well, nowhere in the Bible it says, listen, I'm going to tell you something. You reflect your mom and daddy. You reflect your family name. Did you know that? By the way, young man, let your word be your bond. I talk too much. I told a man the other day, I was a man of few words, he laughed at me. I talk too much. And my tongue over the years has got me into more trouble because I promised this and promised that and promised this. And I just realized I can't even fulfill all things I promised because I don't know who all I promised things to. And so I've tried to get control of that. I want to do better about that. I'm wanting to anyway. I'm wanting to control that. But you pray for me. But here's the thing about that. Young people, when you go back on your word, you reflect your mom and daddy. Did you know that? You say, well, ain't none of their business how I live. Oh, it is. You see, I'm a Catherine. For better or worse, I'm a Catherine, okay? We don't really know much about our family history. We don't. There's a lot of Catherines. We're not kin to most of them. It may just be that some of them don't want to claim us. I don't know, but we're not kin to a lot of them. But I want to say this to you. I'm Ricky Catherine, and I want to reflect my daddy's name. Amen. My daddy's good name. Amen. I want to reflect that. Amen. Now, my daddy did not have such of a good name. There are certain things that my daddy did that had a bad name. By the way, I don't want to get into the incident on the radio because it might embarrass him. But my brother one day, when he was a grown man, reaped some things that my daddy had sowed. He really did because my daddy's bad name. My brother went into a place of business and the man brought it up to him about my daddy's bad credit and my daddy's bad business practices. And let me say this to you, that ain't good. And so here's the thing about you. By the way, parents, you ought to live a life in front of your kids that your kids can be happy about you when you're old. Amen. When I'm old and gone, and I don't want anybody to say, well, Brother Cawthorn cheated me out of anything. Brother Cawthorn owed me anything. I want to be a man of integrity. I want to be a man of honesty. Now, Joshua was a good son. Amen. Now, I want to move on to the second thing that I'm going to deal with today. And I'm only going to deal with two things today in the character of Joshua. The second thing I want to deal with, and not only was Joshua a son, but Joshua was a servant. Now, notice back in verse number 1, our text verse, Moses minister. Now here is Moses has died. And Joshua, now the Lord is speaking to Joshua. And Joshua, the Lord recorded this in verse number 1, at the end of the verse, Moses minister. He reminded that Joshua was the servant of Moses. Amen. Now, I'm going to say this to you. If you do not serve well, you will not serve well. How about that? Amen. If you do not serve well, you won't serve well. Now, Joshua 1:1. Now, the Bible said after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord. See, Moses was the servant of the Lord. He was a servant too. Amen. The Bible said, let me just read it again. Joshua 1:1. Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, you know what? God referred to him as Moses' minister. Now, you say, preacher, I don't want to grow up in somebody's shadow. And I can understand that if you're a preacher and your daddy was a great preacher, it's probably hard for you. But I want to help you about something. If you get a man and his daddy was a great preacher, that don't mean that man's a great preacher. It don't mean that he's not a great preacher. But you should not hold that son to the same standard of the daddy. I know people will go get a man and put him in a church because his daddy was a great preacher. Well, let me say something about that. Listen, you put a man in a church because it's God's will. Not because his daddy was a great pastor or his grandpa was a great pastor. You put a man in a church because it is the will of God. All right? Plain and simple, friend. Family has nothing to do with it. If you notice in the book of Acts, family got Barnabas in trouble. Matter of fact, family derailed Barnabas and costed him his ministry. Now, I'm going to go on. But let me say this. Joshua was a servant. Now, before you ever lead something, I never forget it was a large church. And a large church, I mean, one of the largest fundamental Bible preaching churches in America. A man went down and the pastor came to pray with him. And the man said, I believe the Lord has called me to preach. And the pastor said, that is wonderful. And so the man, there was thousands of people, a member of that church. And so the man pointed to the pulpit and he said, well, when can I preach? And the pastor said, well, what do you mean when? He said, I mean up there, right there. And when can I preach? He said, you mean in that pulpit? He said, yes, sir. He said, never, son. He said, that's my pulpit. That's my place to preach. You'll have to go out and get you a place. Now, what that man had an idea, had the wrong idea. He came to the altar with the idea of, I'm going to announce my call to preach, and I'm going to get up there in that big pulpit and preach to all them people. Well, it don't quite work that way, friend. Let me say this to you. We ought to be teaching young preachers to pay their dues. Amen. To take their time, to be still. Amen. Now, we take them out of college today and slap a title on their name, and they get proud. Now, listen. I know because I was one of them. I didn't go to college, didn't have a big title on my name, but I got proud because everybody told me what a good preacher I was. When I was a young man, everybody told me what a good preacher I was, and it built my head up, and I thought I was God's gift to everybody. I thought I knew more than the young men, knew more than the old men. I thought I knew more than anybody, and it ruined me. It messed me up big time. Now I want to say, you have got to be a servant, friend. In anything you do, you've got to learn to serve the Lord. Well, friend, we come to the end of our Wednesday broadcast for February 11. I hope you'll go to our website at gbiradio.org and check that out. Also, hope you'll pray for us. And if you want a copy of this message that you just heard today, I'm talking the full-length message, we can email that to you or we can send it to you on CD free of charge. The email address, comments@gbiradio.org, and then we will give you the mailing address here at the end of the broadcast today. I hope you'll be faithful now to the house of God somewhere this evening. Lord willing, we'll talk to you again tomorrow. Jesus. Well, friends, I want to thank you for listening to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. Address your cards and letters to the Gospel Pulpit, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn. I hope you'll tune in again on the same station at the same time for another Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast when we come and dine around the Word of God together.
All the time, He who fed the multitudes turned the water into wine to the hungry.